Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertley. Let's take a look at some news from the world of sports in Major League Baseball. Mitch Moreland came through as a pinch hitter at Fenway Park last night, delivering a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning for a 6-5 Red Sox win over the Houston Astros, a win that averts a three-game Houston sweep. The Red Sox looked to be in control of this one when J.D. Martinez blasted his 40th home run of the year in the bottom of the fifth, a three-run shot that gave the Sox a 5-1 lead. But the Astros struck back in the sixth, with starter Rick Porcello giving up a home run to Jose Altuve, and some sloppy bullpen work by Heath Hembry and Brian Johnson allowed the Astros to tie the game at 5 until Moreland came on for his heroics in the bottom of the ninth, slicing a line drive opposite field single to win it. So the Red Sox lead over the New York Yankees for first place in the AL East at 8.5 games, and that reduces Boston's magic number for clinching the division for a third year in a row, if they can do it, to 11 games after the Yankees fell to the Seattle Mariners 3-2. Mitch Haniger stole second in the eighth inning with the game tied at 2, moved over to third on a bunt, and then dashed home on contact on a weak hit up the middle, just beating the throw home to give Seattle that 3-2 lead and eventual win. He then ended the game in the ninth inning, Haniger did, with a great diving catch on a shallow fly to right by Giancarlo Stanton. The New York Mets dealt a big blow to the Philadelphia Phillies' playoff hopes, beating them 6-4 yesterday, even after the Mets scratched a start by ace Jacob DeGrom due to a rainy forecast. Corey Oswalt started instead, and the Phillies jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but they couldn't take advantage. Michael Conforto hit a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the fifth. That gave the Mets the win. The Phillies fall 4.5 games behind Atlanta for first place in the NL East. They trail by that same margin for a wild-card berth. The UVM women's soccer team scored its first win of the season, beating Sacred Heart 1-0 on a goal by sophomore Ella Bankert. The Middlebury Panthers are still undefeated in women's soccer after a 3-0 shutout win over Roger Williams. Virginia Charman, Leah Salzman, and Eliza Robinson all scored for the 18th-ranked Panthers. They are 3-0 to start the year. Northern Vermont Linden were shut out by Curry College 5-0, but the Badgers of Northern Vermont Johnson scored a 6-0 win over Newberry College, riding a hat trick from Kelsey Cochon and two goals by Aisha Cooper. In men's soccer, the Norwich Cadets are unbeaten on the season after a 3-1 win over SUNY Maritime. Norwich got a goal and an assist each from Burlington's Eric Badabanga and the same from another Burlingtonian, Amurl Namai. And goals by Jacob Godfrey and Serafin Irodakunda keyed a 2-0 win for the Castleton Spartans over the SUNY Potsdam Bears. Finally, Novak Djokovic won the U.S. Open tennis tournament yesterday in the men's division, beating Juan Martín Del Potro in straight sets, 14th Grand Slam title for Djoko. But a quick word, if I may, about the fallout from the women's final Saturday. Yes, there is a strong case to be made that sexism played a role in Serena Williams being docked a game after her outbursts against the male chair umpire. And for sure, we've seen male players do far worse and not get penalized. But all of this focus on Serena takes away from the amazing accomplishment of the winner, Naomi Osaka, who became the first Japanese woman to ever win a Grand Slam final. She was reduced to tears after the match, but they were hardly tears of joy because she was well aware of the controversy and all the attention being on Serena. Osaka beat the best women's player in history for the second time in her career, by the way, and all anyone is talking about is Serena. Sorry, folks, but this remarkable 20-year-old woman was denied her rightful moment in the spotlight, and it just doesn't feel right.